Coach on the road once again, take you behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game. And I'm over here at Wrigley Field for the wild card playoff. And I got the man here for the Cubs, the GM himself. I'm going to let him introduce himself.
How you doing? Chet Hoyer, president of baseball operations of the Cubs. 14th year here, and got a perfect day for playoff baseball.
14 years? I thought you was only 13.
I know. The gray hair belies that. No.
So, Jed, I mean, this is a special day for you and the Chicago Cubs.
Always. Yeah, listen, I think it's a reward. These guys played really hard all year. We had a super consistent year. The Padres had a great year. And, you know, listen, like, this is what you fight for. It's a marathon, you know, for 7.5 months you're together fighting to get here. And, like, this is the reward, playing these games today.
And, you know, Jed, I used to scout for 5 Major League too. I know this Major League season is an up and down roller coaster. How much of a roller coaster for you was it for you this season?
Always. I mean, even though we were really consistent, actually, we had up until after we clinched, we hadn't had more than a 3-game losing streak all year. So we were very consistent. But even with that, it doesn't feel consistent, if you know what I mean. You're going up a little bit, up and down. Teams around you are. So it's a grind. And I think that we have a manager and Craig Counsell that handles that really well. We have players that handle that well. I think that when everyone around is worried about the ups and downs, they're pretty steady, and that's the most important thing.
You have some guys, Pico and Suzuki and Bush, put up some good numbers, but I think your most stabilized and probably most underrated player was Nico.
No question. He had an incredible season, you know, Gold Glove defense again, puts the ball in play all the time. I mean, he had his best year, and certainly in August and September, he was our guy, and it's perfect. He worked so hard. He grinds every at-bat, and he was still the guy, like, on the uptick as the season ended.
And, you know, you might not remember, but I was there in Cleveland, Game 7. You guys won the World Series. I interviewed you in the dugout before the game and asked you what would it be like to bring a World Series back to Chicago. Now, what does it mean for you to be in the playoffs and that potential?
You know, I think this is the best sports city in the country with an incredible fan base. And, like, that's where I get excited in the postseason is for the city, right? That's what you want to do it for, all these fans, the city. Nothing transforms a city like having a long month of baseball in the playoffs, and that's the goal. And that's what I'm, you know, today's the first step in that.
And I know you got a long day and a whole lot of people waiting for you, so this last question, what would it mean to you, I know it's early, but to bring a championship back to Chicago once again?
Oh, it'd mean everything. You know, I think every picture on my wall is a picture of a celebration shot or, you know, a championship, and that's the goal. You don't want to set your sights any lower, and, you know, that's the goal, and, you know, it was a hell of a parade the last time, and we'll do it again.
Coach with the man, Jim.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.